Hi, and welcome to another installment of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're talking with Lee Creighton, Jump Product Development Manager and co-author of three instructional Jump books. To learn more about Lee's books, visit our website at saas.com/bookstore. Lee, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
For our listeners who aren't yet familiar with Jump, I'm wondering if you can briefly describe what Jump is and how it differs from SaaS.
Sure. Jump is a point-and-click interface to statistics. It's written by one of the same people that wrote SAS, but it's from the ground up meant to be point-and-click. In SAS, you're used to typing a program, maybe typing out some proc statements to get your output. With Jump, it's all point-and-click, all menu-driven, so you don't have to remember a whole bunch of words just to get a few basic results. We're very proud of the ease of the interface that Jump has.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background using Jump and some of your experiences?
Sure. I first encountered Jump when I was teaching at North Carolina State University. I found it to be just an amazing interface to learning statistics, into seeing results, and being able to get the concepts of statistics without worrying about all of the words and details. I then joined the Jump team about 10 years ago as the documentation person, and that's the job I hold today. I find it just to be a fascinating look into how statistics can be used without being boring.
You've been very busy the past few years co-authoring three books. I wonder if you can briefly describe what the target audience is for each book.
Sure. The first book is Jump Start Statistics. That's in its fourth edition. It's targeted towards people that are maybe beginners in statistics or perhaps have learned statistics in the past and forgotten a few of the concepts. It's meant to be a statistical review using Jump so that you can quickly get up and running with Jump in your job or career. My second book is Regression Using Jump. It's a book that shows you this particular statistical technique called regression, also known as linear regression. It's a way of forecasting or making predictions or finding a model based on the data that you have. This book is meant to start with data and work your way through model building into forecasting. Again, it's a very quick introduction and a way of getting you up and running quickly.
Okay.
The third book is Introduction to Design of Experiments. This book we originally wrote in French and has been published in France for more than a year, and we've just finished the English translation. It is just as its title says. It is an introduction to designing experiments. You have many trials or experiments that you have to go through to get to verified results, and this book shows you the techniques that you can use in a wide variety of experimental situations. For example, you can do these classical book-type techniques. You can do mixture designs. You can do response surface designs. Or my favorite, you can do optimal designs.
Can you tell us a little bit about what optimal designs are?
Oh, sure. Many times people have very classical textbook designs in mind. Very strict rules on the number of trials you can make, on the number of experiments you can run. And they often take their real-world problem and turn it into one of these textbook designs. Maybe it doesn't fit exactly, but they shoehorn it in so that they can use these old designs as their method. Optimal designs are the complete opposite. Optimal designs let you take your problem, your data, your situation, and tell Jump what kind of variables you have, and you can be assured that you will get an optimal design out. That is, you will make the fewest runs and get the most information possible from your experiments.
What do you hope that Jump users will take away from your three books?
Wow, from each of the three, I hope that they will take away that they can get up and running with a deep statistical concept quickly. From the regression book especially, I hope that they will see this mathematical technique and realize that it's something that they can really use in any kind of work, engineering, chemical, manufacturing, all sorts of industries.
Do you have any advice for potential authors that you'd like to offer now that you have a great deal of experience writing your own books?
Well, sure. There's two pieces that I'd like to offer. First, the writing has to come first. Set aside some time each day to write and do it every day. Even if it's just incomplete sentences, even if it's just getting words down on a page, Anything will help towards the goal of writing a book, and believe me, it's worth it. My second set of advice is to get a good co-author. Co-authors are great in lots of ways. It's nice to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, and it's nice to have someone to share the writing with, to have someone share your revisions with, to have someone read your writing.
Well, when you're not writing or busy working in Jump, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, when I'm not working on Jump specifically, I like to work on statistical problems that are in the field of psychometrics or educational measurement, figuring out how tests can really measure the knowledge that a student has gained. I'm also very interested in translation and internationalization of software, making sure that the writing is something that can be easily translated into many different languages. I'm currently also working on a degree in French literature at NC State, and I watch some of the worst TV you can imagine. But let's not go any further with that.
Thanks so much, Lee. We've been talking with Lee Creighton, co-author of three essential Jump books. This podcast is part of the SAS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit sas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@sas.com.